President Trump famously called for a halt to all Muslim immigration during his campaign.
Total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States until our country's representatives can figure out what the hell is going on.
He seemed set to follow through only a week after being sworn in by signing an executive order that not only stops all refugees from entering the country for at least 120 days and Syrian refugees indefinitely, but also puts a 90-day hold on travel visa and even green card holders from several predominantly Muslim countries. This last move left many travelers who live and work or have family in the U.S. stranded at airports and, in many cases, sent back home. At Los Angeles Airport, for instance, we spoke with this Iraqi-born journalist and U.S. citizen whose father was prevented from entering the country.
My dad was visiting from Iraq to come see us, see his grandchildren. He's a 69-year-old retired civil engineer. He was placed in a room with 30 other passengers. And he was there for about 12 hours. He didn't have his passport. They took his passport. And then they put him in a plane, and he's back in Baghdad now.
Hours after Trump signed the order, a New York federal judge issued a stay saying immigrants stuck at American airports should not be sent home. The chaos ensuing from Trump's executive actions led to protests at JFK Airport in New York and in front of the Tom Bradley International Terminal in LA, where Reason TV was on the scene to talk with demonstrators.
Refugees are welcome here, no hate, no fear.
We do not close America off. America is open, America welcomes. We are not going to turn our back to refugees, especially when they're women and children.
I vehemently oppose holding people the way they are being held right now in the airport for the reasons of their religion.
This is not about political ideologies. This is about humanity and morality.
I don't see how someone like my dad is a threat. Picking specific countries that, you know, haven't had any incidents. No Iraqi citizens carried any terrorist attack.
Right.
Not to my knowledge.
Does it worry you that the president has the power to just do this on his own without consulting Congress at all?
You're asking me if he should have the power to make an executive order, and I believe that's a good power for the president to have. I believe he poorly used it in this instance.
And Obama issued a number of executive orders, including on immigration. Do you worry that he is, in a sense, given Trump too much power with what he created in the presidency?
No, I mean, the thing that with President Obama, he tried working with Congress. He tried and tried and tried, and Congress would just not work with him.
I'm really saddened by the results of the election and all the people that didn't vote or the people that voted third party. They caused this, and we need to fight till he's impeached.
Oh, so your goal is to actually impeach him?
Yeah, I think he needs to go.
No KKK, no fascist USA, no Trump.
You know, you're with Refuse Fascism, and you've passed out a lot of these signs, and I've seen a lot of them around here. Do you think that calling Donald Trump a fascist is an effective tactic to persuade people who are maybe on the fence about him?
Well, it's not really a matter of tactics, it's a matter of reality. Like, this is what he is, and fascism is when they strip away the democratic rights that people thought they had, such as due process. So what evidence do they have to detain any of the Muslim people?
Given that past presidents, Bush and Obama included, have detained Muslims without due process and killed them without declarations of war, would you describe those as fascists?
No, it's a different way of organizing society where you're squashing dissent.
If you could speak directly to a Trump voter who is supportive of these actions and is worried about what happens if we let in too many refugees, what would you say to that person?
I'd say you need to check your empathy. Look outside your little bubble of who you are and your little demographic and think about what it must really truly be like to be somebody fleeing for their lives.
The refugee process to get here is the most strict vetting process there is. And so you can't get tighter than how it already is.
Do you think this is going to make America safer?
I don't know how this will make us safer. Actually, I really, really, really am worried about U.S. citizens outside the United States. This will actually put them in a bad situation.